You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
On the West Coast, and welcome to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me, your friendly psychologist, sometimes. Yeah, it's just about 11 o'clock here. PST, baby. Wherever you're listening in the world, I welcome you, and I always welcome your emails. I welcome your calls. Basically, what I'm saying is, come on down. Emails. DocMichelle@AOL.com, D-O-C, Michelle, at AOL.com. The Michelle name, by the way, has two L's in it. So what you can do is write me immediately on the air when you have a question. If you'd like something to pop up and get answered, you can do so. I'm going to be introducing my guest in just a moment. Also, you can call live 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. It's a Los Angeles area code. Don't let it scare you. I know. Los Angeles. We're here in the chaos. That's what it's about here in Los Angeles. I don't know if you all listening live here, or if you're on the East Coast, you're saying, no, the East Coast has more chaos, and there's a lot more people with issues out here. Well, you know, they say Los Angeles is the place where those people are kind of flaky and have a lot of issues, and you know, I kind of love being here. And I think there are a lot of people out there in the world generally who have questions, issues, problems, relationship. They're down on themselves. They don't feel well. They just generally are coming to therapists like myself and like my guest today and saying, help, I need help. Well, that's what we are here to do, is facilitate that help and encourage. But we cannot tell you how to live your lives. We can only suggest things, as well as let you know that it ain't about out there. It's all about inside, number one. So if you have problems, questions, issues, needs, scary stuff going on, look within. And I know it seems sort of vague and it's simple to say, but we're going to find out more about that today with my special guest, Pamela Beatty. She is the author of her latest book, Why Am I Effed Up? It's effed. She didn't spell out. She has more class than that. Pam is a well-known teacher and lecturer about her expertise as an acclaimed empathic intuitive. She's a therapist. She heals. She gives people some good energy. I always get good energy from you, Pamela,
when you're
in here. And she has extensive media coverage. She's been on the Bravo show. She's been on many shows. Remember that Flipping Out show you were on? That was great.
It was.
You've also helped people out. You're very psychic. You really pick up on a lot of things that are going on. And you were a crime scene psychic for the Sci-Fi Channel as well on many of those really helpful reenactment shows. Mm-hmm. You know, so you've been doing it a long time.
Yes.
But I want to talk about your book, and I want to talk about a lot of concepts, because what you say, Pamela, is so much about therapy in terms of mindfulness, cognitive behavioral. You touch on all this stuff, psychodynamic. You are with it, but you also have a really incredible spiritual twist to it, which involves people looking within themselves and trying to figure out who they are based on their past, where they're at right now, and where they're going, and how to feel just better about themselves and their lives. So that's why I love your book, Why Am I Effed Up? Let's just put it out there, too, Pamela, where folks can find your book right off the bat here.
Well, it's on BarnesandNoble.com, mm-hmm. and it's also on Amazon.com.
That's easy. So, bada boom, bada bing.
Bada bing, bada boom.
And by the way, again, if you have questions for Pamela, you can call in live, 323-203-0815. Ask any questions. You know, your book is about so many things. It's about belief systems and spirituality. It's about pain and disease, and it's about getting rid of negative thoughts. I wanted to just kind of jump right in here. Let's get
okay,
heavy.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's get heavy.
Yeah. Okay.
You say in your book that we're talking about God. We're talking about the higher powers.
Right.
Many times, our philosophy of God, you say, is part of sort of being effed up, messed up. There's nothing wrong with believing in leaders, in messiahs. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jesus, he is God.
Mm-hmm.
But many people don't understand, you say, what his message was.
Right.
Because it was based on many of the Essenes' teachings. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, you know, believe it differently. You know, they don't, what? What's the Essenes? So what can you say are many of those messages? And why do you think a lot of people are hung up in what I would say more religious dogma?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, first off, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, you're welcome.
I thoroughly enjoy coming here. It's always such a interesting dialogue, and I learned so much from you. So I really appreciate the time and the energy you put into this. And
thank you, Pamela.
I love being here.
Oh, great.
And it's so interesting because you're a psychologist, so we should be at odds
with
our healing and our beliefs, but we aren't at all.
Right.
I mean, we totally connect and
do.
Agree. You just used much more educated words to describe it than I do. I'm educated in life, but not necessarily in school.
One wouldn't know that by your book.
Thank you.
Your writing
thank
is
you.
Excellent.
Well, thank you.
Mm.
It's based on 20 years of experience with people
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
And the sessions. I've learned so much from
yes.
my clients. I've learned, and that's how I could write the book based on what I learned from them and their difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
As far as God goes, I think the belief system that we have of what this mystical, mysterious, invisible God is all about. And I think that, especially like you said, in religious circles, I think it makes it more difficult for people because if your core belief is that God's going to punish you,
right,
which I think a lot of religions try to get you. Mm-hmm. I know mine did. I was a Baptist, and, you know, they pretty much told you that you mess up, God's going to get you, and
mm-hmm.
you're going to spend your life in hell. And so it was based on that belief that made me judge myself because I always had this opinion somebody was watching me.
Right.
You know, and it's like, if I do, I must do good in order for God to love me. And
yes.
that is about as opposite from the truth.
Yes.
I think as we can get. And ultimately, mm-hmm. None of us really know. You know, we're guessing,
mm-hmm.
but my guess is it's an educated guess mm-hmm. based on the experiences that I've had. So I think if you start off thinking that there's somebody watching you and judging you,
mm-hmm.
it's going to make you judge you.
Right.
And it's going to make you think that everything you ostensibly do wrong is there's a scoreboard.
Yes.
Well, I'm not saying it's not a scoreboard, but yes, it's recorded.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
there's a reason it's recorded is so that you can fix it.
It's about lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about understanding,
mm-hmm.
I think, ultimately. And God is all about understanding. And I think people believe that this God
mm-hmm.
is this
mm-hmm.
pure love. Not
mm-hmm.
saying God isn't.
Yeah.
But you can't have a negative emotion unless God had it first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So all negative emotions, all fears were first created by God so that you could experience them.
Mm. Okay. I love this take. This is fascinating.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm. yeah. So God can't judge your emotions when God created those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't screw up. I don't believe a God screwed up. So if you feel anything, it's because God felt it first.
Mm. Our higher power gave us free will
yes.
to be able to feel. Is that basically what you're saying?
Well, listen, we incarnate in a body for one reason only, and that's emotional knowledge. Well, you can't get emotional knowledge with only good feelings. You have to have bad feelings, too.
Well, that's true.
So yes. when you think about your life and you think about your life experiences, and you think about the negative things that happen, I guarantee you learned more from that.
Oh, yes.
You're not going to go around with life being good all the time. Mm-hmm. It's unrealistic, and it's not what you came here to do.
Mm-hmm.
So emotions, negative emotions were, in my humble belief, were created by God so that we could grow. Mm-hmm. It's like we can't, it's based on the premise that we can't know who we are until we know who we're not.
That's interesting. I like that. So who we're not would be
fears.
Fears, okay.
Negative emotions,
right.
Sadness, mm-hmm. judgment, all of those things
yes. okay.
are who we're not.
Okay.
So God, this is what I believe. God was hanging out just being all peaceful and filled with love and going, I am so peaceful and filled with love. I'm the coolest thing in the world. But how do I know that? I have nothing to compare it to.
Hmm.
Okay. So all these emotions that we have, God was like, oh, how can I know that I'm love? By not being love.
Mm-hmm.
So everything, that's why I say we can't know who we are until we know who we're not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, think about your own life and and the difficulties in it.
Yes.
Did you just get tremendous growth from each one of them?
Oh, absolutely. Well, yes, when I became more mature and understood what I'd done. But yeah. I mean, and that leads me to another question, too. What, there are a lot of people who you've seen, mm-hmm. who I have seen, who are sometimes, they really don't understand yet. And they've hurt people. They've judged people. There's been a lot of negativity. They've been, they can't understand why they're having problems, and they won't get it that, you know, they have to clean up their acts, basically, the way their actions and thoughts, feelings or whatever they want to do. But in terms of out there in the world, if they want to have peaceful, functioning relationships, they need to clean up their acts, basically. So
yeah, and I think a lot of times people, I'm sure you do too,
mm-hmm.
but we get so frustrated, I think, sometimes mm-hmm. when we say the same thing over and over again. And like you said, people aren't getting it. Well, there's a reason they don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like denial protects them.
Yes, it sure does. That's
and
right.
So until they're ready to get it, mm-hmm. and most people don't want to, you know, it's so interesting. Even my own daughter said to me once, she mm-hmm. said, you always say, I'm in charge. Well, if I'm in charge, why would I create all this chaos and pain in my life?
Yes. Yes.
And she doesn't want to believe that she creates it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think most people are that way because they don't. But to me, the cool way to look at it, the better perspective is, wait a minute, I'm in charge? How cool is this? I can have it whatever I want.
Yes.
And so it's what I kept trying to tell her, like, mm-hmm. look, it's, yes, you are in charge, but that's a good thing.
That's right.
That means, wait a minute, if I feel like crap, I don't have to.
That's
There's
right.
no one holding a gun to my head saying, hey, I want you to feel like crap today.
Mm-hmm.
We get to decide.
Right.
It's a decision we make. And I think that, like I think we talked about a little bit, touched on this last time. It's like, that's why people are victims.
Right.
Because they're just not ready for that understanding and that growth. They're not ready. They're not there yet. And that's okay.
That's okay. I think one of the most common things that I hear from people who come in to talk with me are about control issues.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't control what's going on out there. They're making me feel like this.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're allowing them to make you feel like this. And control is, loosen it up, baby. Allow. Flow. Do the Zen thing and allow. Allow. Now, in terms of actions, I agree with you. You say, take responsibility.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get through your pain.
Yeah.
Try to be kindly out there in the world. If you're not, maybe you'll learn.
Well, quit being so judgmental of your pain. I think
Indeed.
That's the
yeah.
I think that's the biggest gift we have.
Right.
Is that, sorry, perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can, instead of judging it and
yeah.
thinking, man, am I messed up.
Right.
You know, I am so effed up. That's, you know, the biggest reason I think I wrote the book is so people could understand, you know, you're not really messed up. You're
mm-hmm.
supposed to be this way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where emotional knowledge comes from.
Right.
So if you can change your perspective out of thinking, oh, poor me, which is the victim, or I'm not in control, like you said, I'm not in charge, this stuff just happens to me.
Yes.
And you can you can step out of yourself. I call it the I'm schizophrenic and so am I mode.
Yeah.
where there's literally two of you. There's one person that's experiencing it. And there's the other person standing back, oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where
mm-hmm.
did that come from?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because in order to understand your pain, you got to get to the source of it.
Right.
And the source is not about this moment in time.
Right. It's so true.
It's much deeper than that.
It sure is. And by the way, if you just tuned in, folks, here to LA Talk Radio, you are on the couch with Dr. Michelle, as usual, this time. And if you would like to email me with a question, I'm taking questions as we speak. That's what's so beautiful about this whole thing. DocMichelle@AOL.com, and you can at, Michelle has two L's, DocMichelle@AOL.com. You can ask my guest, Pamela Beatty, author of her latest book, Why Am I Effed Up? Why You're Effed Up? If you'd like, if you... Come on, we all have issues.
Yeah.
There's no problem with that. There's
wait
no
a minute,
judgment.
Except for you and I, right?
Oh,
I mean,
that's right.
Yeah. We're the only two people on the planet that don't have any.
You are very empathetic to people.
Yes, ma'am.
Are empathic. I mean, you really take it on. How do you cleanse yourself? Speaking about being a therapist, because I think this is one of the most difficult things for therapists who are working with individuals who have a lot of problems and issues. We try to work on our stuff first so we don't take it on. It's called countertransference. But how do you, being so empathetic to people, keep yourself healthy?
Well, sometimes I don't. I'll be really honest, but sometimes I don't want to.
Okay.
So I think that's to understand that.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, when I take on other people's stuff, the biggest thing for me is that the only reason I literally take it on, it's momentarily. You know, it's like if I'm doing an hour session with somebody, it's for that hour.
Right.
And then the only time I keep it mm-hmm. is if it's related to one of my own wounds.
Yeah.
And there's something about what happened to them, happened to me, there's an opportunity for emotional growth from it.
Yes.
Then
yes.
I keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, if I've already experienced it and grown mm-hmm. from it, it doesn't stay with me at all.
Okay.
It's only when I need to get knowledge from it.
Yes.
Then,
that's great.
Then it stays with me. But when it does stay with me, I have a couple of steps I take. And the first mm-hmm. one is just feel it. Just allow myself to feel as much pain as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If it means curling up in the fetal position and crying, that's what I do.
Okay.
Because there's no judgment.
Yeah.
So I know I'm feeling something. In order to cleanse it, I know I have to really feel it.
Yes.
So
yes.
I sink into it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
yes.
falling into a really soft, comfy couch. You
mm-hmm.
know, I just sink into it because
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm trying to understand it. I'm not trying to judge it. So I sink into the emotions of it. I cry it out. Then I get up and I myself, because I'm intuitive, I look at, now, where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
What's the source of it?
Right, right.
More often than not, it's from a past life, but it's a continuing pattern. So we don't just have things in this lifetime. So I look at it, I look for the source of it, you know, and if it's from my childhood, oh, that came from being locked in the closet, you know, with the key and by my sister, and so that's why I'm claustrophobic.
Ah, okay.
But that's not the first cause of it.
Right.
You know, it's a pattern. So
right.
I try to go back as a past life therapist and look at and find the pattern. And then once I do that, I get up and I just celebrate it. Like, oh, my God, I got to release that. Yay!
Right. Interesting. So you really believe that we come back?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
And why are we coming back? So we can learn?
Well, you know, it's based on, yes.
Okay.
It's based on dissatisfaction of the soul.
Hmm.
So, and I see it all the time when people cross over and then they discover what it was that they didn't grow out of, like what emotion they didn't release
mm-hmm.
and what understanding they didn't get for themselves. It's, we think it's a judgment. It's not. It's compassion.
Right.
So I should have been nicer to my children. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was an alcoholic and it's like, I can do better. I know I can do better. So I think of it as God is the opportunity master
mm-hmm.
and giving us an
mm-hmm.
opportunity to keep doing it.
Okay.
However, I also think that on a deeper level, I guess, on a mm-hmm. bigger scale, is that it's not really past lives. It's all going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in our subconscious mind it is. The subconscious mind knows no space and time.
Right.
So as far as it's concerned, it's all
right.
going on right now. And it's karma was created, if you will, by the creator of us all. Karma was created to give us opportunity for more understanding.
Mm-hmm. See, I believe in karma in the now. I mean, if I usually do something or think, not really kindly thoughts, or I'm not pleasant to someone who, let's just say a relative, who has brought me a great deal of pain in the past, and I haven't gotten through that, which I should have. And I'm sorry I cut you off here.
No.
But, karma to me is being unkind and hurting, and because, listen, something will come back and bite me in the rear end the next day so quickly. And I'm not being paranoid. Oh, that's why it happened. It's something happens with that individual that I've learned they're hurt or something, you know, they say to me. So I sometimes I think karma is in the now, in this life, in this present moment, rather than
instant karma.
Why would we have to pay off old stuff that we don't know about?
Well, because it's not old stuff.
Okay.
It's in the subconscious mind, and this is, I think, the hardest thing for people to grasp, and it's really difficult to understand, but because the subconscious mind knows no space and time, as far as it's concerned, it is in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's all in that moment. So once the levels of the subconscious mind, the subconscious mind is our protector. And then I'll get to, because I thought, well, let me get to that first. Okay. Yes, I believe in instant karma too, but I think most people look at karma as punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, boy, you can't screw up, because if you do, it's going to come back and bite you in the ass.
Right, exactly.
Not necessarily. And I'll tell you why. It's because it's how you feel about it. The reason we have karma is because of how we feel about it. Not because there's a God punishing us, or there's somebody watching us and keeping score. We're the ones keeping score.
Right.
Karma is with the self. Have you ever known people that can just be complete and total jerks?
Yes.
And we would think, man, they're getting hit with instant karma all the time, but they don't seem to be?
Right. Right.
Okay. That's because they are not consciously on the level to grasp that it's instant of the instant karma. So their karma is not answered until the next lifetime.
That's interesting.
So, yes, because you're... spiritual growth is messy. And because you're more highly developed, you're going to get instant karma. And that's because it's more beneficial to have that instant karma, because there's a constant check and balance system. Okay. You're constantly checking and balancing yourself, because you don't want the bigger karma.
Right.
Because you've grown out of the bigger karma.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're just in those moments living it and catching it. Like, oh, I shouldn't have acted that way. I'm going to act better this time.
Right.
Most people don't get it till they leave the body.
Hmm. Yeah.
And they don't understand, like, oh, messed up there, messed up there. You get it because you are empathic, and we're all one, right?
Yes.
So you feel in your soul immediately what you might have made someone else feel.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to make people feel that way.
Yeah.
So that's why there's instant karma for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a higher vibration and a higher realization of what's really going on. So you're getting more opportunities instantly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not bad to feel instant karma. It's actually really good for you.
Interesting.
Because you fix it right away.
You talked about when we leave the body. One of my favorite programs on television now is the Bio Channel's I Survived shows. I think they're on Sunday. I'm giving them a plug right now.
Free plug. Where's the check?
There you go. 7 to 9 p.m. here on the West Coast, Bio Channel has a show called I Survived. And it's people being interviewed just in a studio, and then they have police officers who were at the scene, detectives, forensic people. They were declared dead from anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes on the table. And then they tell their stories about where they went. The common thing in all of these stories, which is fascinating, these are real people, down home, pretty much. I don't think they're actors. They sure don't act like actors. And these are cases you can read about if you log on. These are real. And they apparently learn.
Yeah,
they saw a lot of things that they did and learned lessons before. And the message was, you're not ready yet. Come on down. Go back into the body. And so basically a common message is you're not ready yet. You have some things you have to learn, and you have people you have to take care of in your life. So I'm just fascinated.
I'm TiVoing that.
Yeah.
That
I'm fascinated with it. I just love it, you know, and it's just, it just seems, you know, and you've read all the books about people, you know, having near-death experiences or out of the body and all that. And there's just too many to, I mean, sure, there's people who fabricate when they're under hypnosis.
Yeah.
But these people are conscious beings who say, oh, yeah, I was in the other room. They leave their bodies. They're listening to conversations with the nurses. They can repeat back the conversations the nurses had at the nurses' station. And,
yeah.
You know, it's lovely. You know, some of the wonderful insights that come.
Well, you know, I think for me, it's the information that I get about what happens when we cross over is based on talking to so many people on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And the different, now not everybody, I mean, yeah, I guess it's the same process, but not everybody goes through exactly the same thing. You know, it's just like we're all individuals, we're at a certain level of vibration, and our experience in the afterlife is based on that vibration.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Too. So everybody has a little bit. I mean, it's basically the same story, I think, with the light, et cetera. But some people don't. Some people don't see the light because they're... and some people have already died and they haven't survived.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't... Some people don't see the light.
Right.
They're stuck.
I have clients who've said, well, I died and I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
And I'm back here, you know, and I say, well, okay, that's good. Okay, whatever. I'm stumped. I don't understand. But, I mean, you know... Mary Jo Rapini, who was a recent guest, wrote the book, Is God Pink? She's a therapist.
Pink.
In the Midwest. And I thought, is this a feminist book? What's up with... No. It's
God
about
pink.
When she left her body and went up through the tunnel of light, she was declared dead for about 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And in a coma. She said, she's a Midwest therapist, by the way. She said it was the bright light was so intense she couldn't... She couldn't even take it hardly, but she was getting messages, seeing past OA relatives, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was leaving and coming back into the body, it was this pink. She couldn't describe it. It was this kind of, as she came back slowly, the white brilliance became more of a pink, and boom, so that's why the book.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I mean, it just, again, the message of this is what you kind of need to do. This is what you need to learn, and this is what you're doing here on Earth. So.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because I've talked to so many people that have crossed over, and I've regressed.
Mm-hmm.
I do these past life regression things where there's like five or six people and they come to my house and I regress each one of them. And I will do a session where it's regression to the afterlife so that you can see what it is exactly you're doing when you're not in the body, which is really fascinating.
That is interesting.
Yeah. That's so interesting. And each person in the group can see what the other person that is being actually regressed at that time, what they're seeing.
Yeah.
So it's this, I think, having the opportunity to see the different experience that each of these individuals have, and I've done it for 15 years, it has really educated me in what goes on in the afterlife. And we look at it like, oh, it's death and it's a whole different experience. Mm-hmm. It isn't really.
Mm-hmm.
We think it is, but it isn't. To me, the only difference I've noticed is that we're here in a, like you said, LA in the chaos. We're here in the chaos, and we are surrounded by beings that are in different levels of awareness and different levels of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And in the afterlife, you are on a vibrational level as the same as the other people that are on that same vibrational level.
In other words, where you are here, that's where you would go on that type of level.
Basically, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's whatever we are.
Okay.
But the cool part about the afterlife is that, you know how here we're inflicted by rapists and thieves and, you know, all the dark energy. But in the afterlife, you're not.
Mm.
So whatever level of vibration you're at when you're here and you go to the afterlife, you are on a level with the same people that are on the same level you are. So you're not subjected to the rapists and murderers and thieves and the low vibrational entities. They're on their own plane of existence.
That's what Jay-Z Knight writes about.
That's
interesting.
Yeah, and it's, listen, if you're a higher vibration, you can go to lower vibrations and help out.
Yeah.
But if you're a lower vibration, you can't go to a higher vibration. It's really kind of a cool system.
Mm.
Like among like. So that's what I love about the afterlife. It's, you're not subjected to anything you don't want to be.
I think on this plane, we connect with like-thinking people, of course, and that's a no-brainer, I guess. But, I mean, I do think it's physics, and I think we do, if you want to say the word vibrate or whatever, you know, I think our physics do, in the unseen, allow us to connect with people who we are on the same wavelength, per se, that we connect with. sometimes we interact with people who we would rather not. You know, we get robbed. You know, we get held up. We get mugged. We, you know, things like that. But, I mean, for some reason, I guess we attract those things for the experience or not. I'm still working on that one.
Well, but, you know, I think it's a choice. And it's and I don't mean it's a conscious choice.
Right. Well, yeah.
I mean, I think sometimes we make conscious choices that that do have what some people would think were, you know, bad results, negative results.
Yeah.
But I don't think they ever are if you have the right perspective.
Yeah.
They're ostensibly bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I had a an event in my life recently where I didn't trust my intuition. And you would think after as many years as I've been using it.
It would be a good idea.
It would be a good idea.
Yeah.
But because of not trusting it, it's, I feel like I went into the swampland and I was drudging through the swampland trying to pull these vines that were around me. And it's like I veered off the path and I went into a very dark place now and had some really bad karma come up. Now, I can look at that as bad if I wanted to. I could say, oh my God, I screwed up. I shouldn't have done that. I should have trusted my instincts and blah, 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 blah. And I could judge myself. But then I just create that whole scenario over again. So instead, I chose, and here's the thought choice. I chose to go, wow, that must have, I got an opportunity to release that karma. And because of the situation I was in, I won't bore you with what it is, but because I learned so much about myself that I didn't even realize I knew, and it's, that was the opportunity. So as dark as it was, and it's one of the most darkest, the last 2 years have been the probably some of the most darkest 2 years of my life. And I could choose to look at it as, oh my God, what did I do wrong? Why is my life so effed up? But I'm choosing to go, wow, I must be ready for some really magnificent things in life, because I'm getting rid of the really deep, ugly things in the soul.
That's really interesting. And you're, you know, again, you're talking about spiritual concepts, and psychologists, therapists actually could translate that into similar language, if you will, about, you know, the psychodynamic subconscious, you know, shoving that way down, not being able to deal with it. Things need to be come up, brought up, discussed, felt, understand where it came from. And, you know, again, it's very similar along the same lines.
We just call it something different, you know.
It's, exactly. You talk about love in your book. Let's talk about love.
Okay. Let's talk about love, baby.
What are some of the misperceptions that you talk about in your book, Why Am I Effed Up? When it comes to, you know, people's perceptions of love.
Well, I think the biggest one is that you feel, the biggest misperception is that you feel love because someone else gives it to you. And that's just not true. You feel love because it's already in there.
All right.
And the reason it feels more like you're feeling love is because you're allowing yourself to feel it because you think somebody else loves you. So imagine taking that away, just taking out the middleman, and just feel loved because you love you. I think that's the biggest misperception, because people stay in relationships too long because they think that they feel love because of this other person.
Right.
There's this great quote that, don't let someone become your everything, because when they're gone, you have nothing. And that's
kind of negative, Pamela.
And I know, but but if you allow, you give them that power,
I totally understand.
If you give them the power to let you feel loved, then that's what you're going to get.
Right.
Then you're turning over your power to them.
Totally.
So that's why I'm thinking that's the biggest one. The second one is if you haven't had or aren't in a long-term relationship, it's because you're unlovable. So if most people think that if I haven't been in, I haven't been in a relationship for 13 years, something like that.
Well, you're pretty lovable.
Thank you. Some days. But it's because I don't have that need in my soul to feel love from someone else. I can give it to myself. I mean, I experience myself. And I think that that feeling that if you aren't in a long-term relationship, it's because you're unlovable, is more of a female trait than a male trait. I think women have that. And I think most of the time the soul needs to be alone. I think greater greater growth can come from that if you're by yourself. And I think the soul knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we manifest a negative relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We need time in between then to process that negativity. Otherwise, we're going to create the same thing over again.
It's really
it's like
true.
You're going to manifest a different guy. Just, you know, he's going to have a different face, but he's going to be the same guy, really.
Exactly.
So you need time in between. And the other one is... If a relationship ends, it's because you did something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't believe that for a second, because successful relationships are never based on longevity.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you can have a weak relationship and then help your soul to grow in that week more than you have grown in 20 years from that one experience, that one negative thing. So.
That is really interesting, and I do get what you're talking about when it comes to, you know, codependence, the old school.
Yeah.
Couples, you know, kind of depending on each other and not having their own individual identity. In other words, not understanding what they need, who they are. They can be their authentic self, if you please, and that also comes from sort of discovering who you are from working through a lot of your past and being okay with that, and then moving on and taking the lessons and trying to be the best person you can. But a lot of that, like you said, doesn't happen unless you're by yourself, unless you're pretty isolated and okay to be with yourself, you know, just doing what you want to do. We have a caller. Let's see if we can pull this one up and see what's going on. Hi, you're on LA Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I on the radio?
You are on the radio. Who's this?
My name is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. I'm driving, and I'm on my cell phone in the car. I'm not personally driving, but so if I get a little static.
Thank you for sharing that with us. What's going on, Laura?
I guess a lot. My friend recommended I call in because he said that you guys were very accurate, but no.
Aww.
I thought I would try.
Great. Nice to have you.
So I guess I've never done this before. Do I just ask questions?
Absolutely. Just shoot. And Pamela will help you. I will help you if you have any questions, issues, relationships, thoughts, whatever you'd like to share.
Oh, wow. Okay. I have a lot, but I'm going to kind of narrow it down. So, I guess the question I have or something I'd like your opinion or advice on it would be with relationships. I ended a relationship about a year ago, a long one. And this past year, 2011, it was, you know, kind of like a free-for-all crazy. So I'm kind of hoping in 2012 it settles down. Do you think you can give me some insight or foresight as to what I can expect this coming year?
What are you feeling and what are you going through right now?
Oh, right now?
Yeah,
well,
now that you...
2011...
Yeah.
It was a lot of dating, a lot of just, you know, nothing really serious, I guess. But maybe a lot of dating. So I kind of feel like now I know more of what I want.
Because
I think coming out of a really long relationship, in which I thought I knew what I want, that wasn't the case. But right now I'm just kind of, not much is going on. So...
Are you still hurting? Are you still in pain from that past relationship?
No. Well, no, not from the long one.
Okay.
It was, you know, 4 or 5 years, but I was the one that ended it. And, so there's no pain or regret. And if anything, I'm fairly certain I made the right decision because I've never looked back and I'm not regretful of the breakup or anything like that. So... I don't think there's anything residual from that long relationship.
Well, you know,
I think more when I think relationship, I kind of wonder about the future.
Okay. Let me explain why on a spiritual perspective, because I see it. I see what you've been going through with the long-term relationship and with relationships now from an intuitive level. And I see you going down like Dorothy on the yellow brick road. And you've got characteristics of the man that you want lined up along this yellow brick road. So up until now, it's all about what I don't like in a man. So it's, oh, nope, that doesn't work. And so you're going down this yellow brick road and you're knocking over men, but it's not the men, it's the characteristics of those men. because your pot of gold is at the end of that yellow brick road. It looks like, from an intuitive level, it looks like this person that you are going to bring into your life is probably going to come within the next 6 months. Only if, and the way you can make that happen in even less time than 6 months, if you want. I mean, I see it in 6 months, but it could be much shorter than that. If you start getting excited about every guy you've ever dated, everything that is negative that's ever happened, I see your soul really wanting to get it this lifetime, wanting to have that one special love that I'm going to do it this time. I'm not going to mess up, because your karmic pattern has been to stay with one person too long. And so, you know, it's like you've stayed in relationships when you should have let go. So your soul is really wanting to let go quicker. So I just see it as, you know, if all of a sudden you've got 5 dates in a row, that's a good thing for your soul. That's a good thing. That's what your soul wants. And then after you go on these dates, write down the thing you didn't like about that person and the thing you did. You're making a checklist for what you want. Because your soul has been disappointed that it didn't pick the right one. So it's trying to find all the wrong ones so that it knows the right one. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah. So get excited about it. And just know that every guy you date is just an opportunity. You're getting one stone closer to the guy that you're supposed to be with. And then once you're with that, it's just such a... Because I can see it and I can feel it in my heart. It's such a positive, loving, exciting relationship. Your soul longs for excitement, too. So it's probably going to be an adventurer. Does that make sense?
An adventurer as in the person or an adventurer?
The guy you manifest is going to be an adventurer. You know, like a guy that loves to do things and just filled with life. Full of life. Like a loving... adventures and going and doing things and just experiencing life. He loves it.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Lauren, what are you interested in achieving in the next 6 months to a year in terms of your special growth within you?
Within myself or within... Well, 2011 was interesting because I went from, you know, 5 years of, you know, practically being married to being completely, like, literally moving out and being single, and, yeah. So it was a lot of fun. I'm really social by nature, so kind of not doing that or not being social for such a long time, I think I went a little bit crazy in 2011. Mm-hmm. Not in a bad way, but I went out a lot, and, you know, but I think looking back on 2011, I think I had a lot of fun. But I guess that is something I thought about, is that maybe I should focus on, I have this tendency to never want to be alone. Like, I always like being with people. Mm-hmm. I don't like to be alone. I don't feel comfortable by myself. You know, I have friends that can just stay home and read a book by themselves all day, and they're fine. And then myself, I find myself always wanting to be around people or being out, having things, like, lined up and being busy. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's necessarily a good thing. Maybe in some ways, I think, is that a way of just avoidance, so I don't have to be by myself and... you know, have only my thoughts. And if that's the case, then, you know, why is that? That is something that I'm kind of thinking about, because I don't think there's anything necessarily that I want to fix about myself, but I...
Sometimes, psychologically speaking, sometimes we continue to have stimulation out there. We're always... kind of focused on something else, and we're always trying to do. But I think a lot of times when we can be alone and still our minds and be okay with that, sometimes we allow feelings and thoughts and things to come through, or they will come through, sometimes with the guidance of therapy, but because we're defocusing on feelings and thoughts and things we might be needing to deal with when we're constantly out there and you know what I'm saying? Instead of within ourselves, as I talked about earlier.
Well, you know,
that's my feeling.
Yeah, with you, You are, because you're wanting to find this relationship, and that's what I meant by adventurer. He like this guy's a very big social butterfly that's coming to you, and he loves the adventure, and he loves being out with people, and he's on the go all the time. That's what you need, because that's who you are. So that's the man you're manifesting. And the reason to spend time by yourself now is to help create the possibility of growth within before the guy comes. I know that sounds odd, but that's why I see you doing. Staying at home, staying alone, so you can know everything about you. So when this guy comes, you guys can go off and be social butterflies together.
Okay, so...
So it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Okay. Is there any, advice or any foresight that you have that you can give me that will, benefit me or help me, kind of put me in a direction where I want to be in? Does that make sense?
I would use this mantra. Your spirit guides are telling me to tell you to use this mantra. I am comfortable being alone.
Okay.
Every day. Just say it all day long. Wow, I'm so comfortable being by myself. I'm so comfortable being alone. And just say it 100, 200 times a day. And it'll bring out that peace that you're searching for. And it's just that, and just know that when you start saying this mantra, there's going to be some interesting things come up in your subconscious, and I don't want to take up any more time, but just say the mantra.
Okay.
Yeah, and only you can choose. You know, you get to choose. You know, you're asking us for guidance, and we really appreciate that. And but you get to choose and do what is right for you. And I think that you just trust your instinct, and you seem like a really high functioning person. You're out there in the world. You're social. You seem, like you're doing really quite well. So I think it never hurts to spend time to get to know ourselves, though, and sort of have that nice, peaceful time. And meditation is great. And I'm not talking about, you don't have to become a Zen master. You just relax and kind of let everything still and breathe and just don't think.
Yeah.
And sometimes things start coming up.
So focus on myself and everything
will come on. Well, like she said, focus on not thinking. Your goal is just to not think. That's it. Don't make it any bigger than that. And then the things that you need to know about yourself will come up automatically.
Yeah. There's lots of wonderful meditation, CDs out there, and or just breathe slowly in through the nose and out through the mouth. Listen to your breath. Go slowly. Envision a beautiful place that you enjoy in your life. A beautiful beach or wherever you've been, put yourself there in your mind and just be still and take breaks. It's great for your health too, because it lowers your autonomic nervous systems, and it's great for your mind. It relaxes you and just kind of makes you more okay with just being still and being more relaxed and not always going. So, okay.
That actually makes a lot of sense. I have one last question, and it's specific to me, but if you could.
Okay, we have a couple of more minutes here, so we can do that. Right. Okay.
When it comes to, you said maybe within 6 months I'll meet that other person. Do you think I'll know right away, or is it something that I'm going to have to really
No, you're going to, listen, it's going to be instantaneous for you, and it's going to be instantaneous.
But people do know right away, because that's never happened to me, so which is why I asked.
Yes.
That's the reason for the alone.
Honestly, that's the reason for the alone time. That's why you're doing being alone now, so that you will notice it. It's like, you see what I mean? It's like you're calming your soul, you're cleansing your soul, you're looking at yourself, so that when you see this guy, you're gonna go, oh my God, that's the guy that crazy lady on the radio told me about.
All right, Lauren.
I was going to say you're the last thing that's crazy. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You have a good holiday. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Lauren. Nice lady.
Yes, very nice lady.
Yeah. Well, you gave her a lot of good, insightful help.
Did you?
From a more spiritual. Thank you, my dear. We have to get going.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. We got CBS News coming up. By the way, if you just tuned in, you can download the show anytime you'd like. You can replay it. It will be available tomorrow. My special guest, thank you so much, Pamela Beatty.
Oh, God. Thank you so much. I love being here.
It's always great to have you here.
Thank you.
Author of the book, Why Am I F'd Up? Yeah, it's F. Apostrophe D, folks. Come on. And it really helps you out. It is spiritual, but it's very psychological. It includes a lot of mindfulness, a lot of cognitive behavioral work about your past, who you are now. Kind of gets you in touch with your spiritual life, a higher power within you, and gives you a lot of strength as well. So thank you so much again, Pamela.
Well, thank you
great
so much.
To have
I
you
love
here.
It.
Great. Where can people get in touch with you?
Go to my webpage, or they can email me if they want to schedule a session. It's help@PamelaBeatty.net. The book, I have a blog, which is whyamiup.net. and also they can buy the book on barnesandnoble.com or amazon.com.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You're
for
so
having
welcome,
me on the
my
show.
Dear. And I will have all that information, by the way, for you on the archive here for tomorrow. It'll be all up on the archive. You can download the show, replay it, whatever you'd like to do, and contacting Pamela will be there as well. Thank you so much for listening, and you can stay on the couch if you like, everyone. More great shows coming up here on LA Talk Radio. As I always say at the end of the show, I want you to please take care of yourself first, see? And then you'll be great for others. That's the way it works. Have a wonderful day. I'll be back next Friday, same time, 11 a.m., here on LA Talk Radio.